Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, Angry Fans Radio? It's your girl, Wing. I am getting my co-host on right now. We truly apologize for Blog Talk, for how late the show is starting. I'm getting the fellas on now.
Yeah. Let's get right into it. Maybe let's get right into it. Get Beam on the phone. We got a lot of people waiting to talk right now. Let me see what this number is. Hey, yo, Nano, I see you, my nigga. You got a hold up.
443-470.
Next call, next caller.
443.
Yo, Freddie, DM.
470.
DM number, Freddie.
The hell?
Huh?
I said, say the number again.
443-470.
All right, next call. Yo, Freddie, DM your number. You heard? Oh, next caller.
Hey.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's good? What's good with this, bro?
It's Nasir. What's up?
You're Nasir. Talk. What's up, man? Talk. We're in the time limit right now. We late. What's up? Let's get into it.
Man, it's getting crazy down here, man.
So what's you saying right
crazy.
Now?
So what?
How is it?
It's getting reckless, man. It's like we ain't had a ride in Baltimore since 1968. Yeah, I mean, I turned 30 in a couple of days, so I never thought that I'll see or witness a ride in Baltimore because of the way how they was trying to change Baltimore around. I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like they was trying to do away with Baltimore City, and I feel like with what's going on right now, they're just making it more easier to do away with the city, because from what I'm saying, they're more worried about more focus on the counties and everything, because they are already shutting down Baltimore City schools and everything and shutting down little small buildings and everything, but this is just making their job more easier.
Oh, they was already shutting down before all this, you saying? So now you saying,
they making it more easier for them, to be honest. It's like, and if this dude was alive, like, would he really want this? I don't know. I don't know, homeboy or whatever, the dude that passed away from the cause of this. And I'm like, I can't speak. I don't know, dude. I don't know if he really would want this. And they up there near my old neighborhood now, watching the news. Now they're near my old neighborhood near Northern Parkway and Belvedere or whatever. That's with the movie theater up there. But it's getting crazy, man. It was a car crash right there. It's just getting crazy. Starting in West Baltimore, all the looting and riot. I'm like, what is it going to prove at the end of the day? I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but at the end of the day, like, what is it going to prove?
So you think they're not going about it the right way?
I can't say that they're doing it the right way or wrong way, but it's like, if you're going to do something, what's your plan? Like, you know, you got to do something with a plan. It's like, what are y'all doing? Like, all right, you broke into a couple stores or whatever, then what? What is that going to do? Okay, you broke into a couple stores. We was already trying to shut down stores.
But ain't they doing more than just breaking into stores, though?
Not really, cats, man. It's just breaking into stores and setting things on fire and vandalizing stuff or whatever. That's all they're really doing. It's like the protesting and stop for real. It's like nobody really protesting no more because of what's going on or whatever.
Okay.
It was like people not even marching for cars anymore. I mean, granted, you got some out there. You know what I mean? Like, the only positive thing I've really seen, man, is all in a Facebook group, is when this lady called her son out there and she whipped his ass for being out there doing it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see the video, but I seen that it was posted.
Yeah, it's like, that was like the only positive thing, like, for the ride, for real, whatever. But it's like, at the end of the day, some people got to sit back and realize, like, over in West Baltimore, they set that CVS on fire. Like, Like, yo, what about, you know, your grandmother, great grandparents who got to go there and get their medication? You know what I mean? Like, and it was more convenient to go right there. Like, some, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're doing it, but they're like, you know, are you doing it for a cause? Like, you know, what are you asking? What are you expecting to get out of this or whatever? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like,
so question. So do you think they should just march? I'm thinking that's the only other solution, right?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like we marched several times and we got nowhere. And
okay.
Now it's like you know, MF mofos, they fed up, man. People fed up. That's how I'm looking at it. People fed up, but it's like, you know, what are you expecting to gain out of this or whatever? It's like,
Nasir, give me just one moment. I'm sorry not to interrupt you. I'm going to get one more caller on. 410-537. You can stay on. I'm adding one more caller in.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up? Yo, what's up, Wayne? What's up, Caps? What's going on, Henny?
What's good?
This is Dave Moore of the Facebook group, man. It's ugly up here right now, man. I'm over east, but I've been watching everything from like the airport and shit. And then, you know, when I got in the city or whatever, I didn't see people. They hitting stores and everything. Like I'm not against them. I'm not against what they doing, but there's no focus to it. Like we march and all of that, which is good, and it sounds good when you write it down, whatever, whatnot. And I don't really condone the violence, but if you're going to do it, they got to be smart about it. They're not even hitting places that make a difference to make them realize, like, okay, they pissed off. We need to fix this quickly. All they're
right,
doing
that's
is bringing down the
like they're doing
guard.
It without a cause or whatever. Like, they're doing it without a cause.
Right, like,
what's the reason for doing it? They're just doing it. Like, to me, I look
right,
at like
I mean,
they're doing it because other people are doing it. It's like follow the leader type thing.
But they couldn't even handle the kids. Like, you can look on the news and see everybody was in uniform. They couldn't even handle the kids. They had, like, I don't even know how many officers went down. But I'm like, y'all couldn't handle the kids. What y'all going to do if the adults come out there?
Right.
I mean, I'm not, you know, you got to do what you got to do because talk can only go but so far. People only pay attention once you actually do something. And so now they got the attention that, you know. But you should have known this was going to happen after the Ferguson incident anyway. All that time that it took, you know, for he was in the street for all that time. And then now you got a dude, got his whole back broke in the damn van, and you got a half hour unaccounted for. What the fuck you think was going to happen?
Right, exactly. That's one thing.
You would think that they would take measures to get this done quickly because you don't want another Ferguson. That's what you would think politically. And then they got the mayor looking stupid on TV. She looks dumb.
Yeah,
like,
she don't even know what to say out of her own mouth.
She won't be out of office, I guarantee you. This is probably her last running.
Yeah, she said some stupid stuff out of her mouth or whatever.
I think they looking for Sheila Dixon to come back for real.
Did y'all see the police throwing a rock at the bystanders and everything?
Did you see them having to carry the police and put them in the back of the van?
I've seen the stories, and it's just like, I mean, that's everyday stuff or whatever. Like, I mean, to me, them throwing rocks ain't nothing new because they mess with people on a regular. So it was like, it's nothing for them to throw a rock. They already,
you
they
right,
already
they fuck with people
or whatever, so it's nothing to throw a rock.
Yeah, but
I mean,
right,
the
right,
thing
either.
Is, it's like, they're going to do whatever they got to do to get us riled up even more or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're going to do. They said people are already upset. They just throw something at them to get them all riled up or whatever. It's like, and we feeding them to, like, some people, like, they're looking in the box, but you got to look outside the box or whatever. It's like, we're doing all this,
like,
and at the end of the day, when the city's all destroyed and we ain't got nothing, then what? Like, them Caps, Wings, Henny, I'm telling you, man, like, where I grew up around Winston and York Road, they took away our playground and basketball court. So what we did, we went out and bought basketball courts, playing basketball on the street. What they do? They come and take that. Like, what the hell do y'all want us to do? Y'all want us on the corner to sell drugs or whatever. So now it's like they want the problem. It's like they do things to provoke you into doing stuff negative. And it's like right now what's going on with the rioting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All them throwing rocks and bottles at the protest or the people that's riding, they see that the riders, they're feeding into it or whatever. Instead of just saying, you know what, I ain't worried about y'all because I know what y'all trying to do. I'm going to go over here and take care of my business, what I was trying to do down there.
on that same note, though, you know how hard it is to be the bigger person in every situation? People get tired of that shit.
It's real hard. It's real hard to walk
like,
away from these type
of
situations.
It take a lot of maturity to do that. And then you got to look at it. They was getting fucked up by kids, yo. Like, over West.
Yeah,
they was kids.
Saying,
they just got out of school.
His kids. Like, me and my man at work, we were talking about this. We were saying, you got these kids that's 13, 15, 16, 17 years old catching bodies faster than there's a grown man catching a body or whatever. It's like, these kids, the slightest thing tick them off or whatever.
And that's normal. That's like up here. That's normal, though. It's just that it's on TV now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that it's on TV.
Yeah, they said it's from like 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. starting tomorrow. They ain't going to listen to that shit.
They not going to listen to it. That curfew, we've been at a curfew here or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? You had to be a certain age to stay outside. Like, we've been at a curfew. But, like, you know, they not going to listen to this curfew. It ain't going to happen. They not going to listen to the curfew.
You going to see something else happen because of the curfew, because they ain't going to listen to the curfew. Like, dead ass. That shit is dead.
It's
like, they shouldn't even have did that.
There's too many people out there for this curfew. I mean, they calling in 5,000 people for backup. And because they already know, ain't nobody going to listen to the curfew.
When is the curfew time? Somebody told me 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. It's the other way around. 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. So you mean to tell me people that have to go to work, I mean, how are you going to tell somebody that they can't be out and they got to go to work? That's just crazy to me.
Right.
You have to start a bigger uproar.
It's different, Wing. It's like
you got to be a certain age.
Yeah, you gotta be a certain
age
or whatever. It's like, if you're going to work, you know if someone going to work or they up to no good. You see if someone I feel bad for the people that's out there that got to catch the bus by themselves. I feel bad for them people because you on that bus stop by yourself. Anything could happen to you out there, whatever. You know what I mean? Anything could happen.
But
the people that go to work
That sounds like it's still going to cause a problem because you don't know who's doing what.
Who's who.
So you made a curfew.
Right.
You're pretty much slick trying to implement martial law, but ultimately, like when the kids were out there, they were talking about throwing rocks. Now all of a sudden, you're in a neighborhood full of people that are coming outside trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Then when you're able to start arresting people, you're actually arresting innocent people. These are people who
are standing in their
driveways and on their property, and you're arresting them, and they're not even doing nothing.
That's going to be, and it's like someone in the Facebook group said, they asked me, they're like, you know, is it cool that my buddies or whatever come down there and protest or whatever? And I'm like, man, to be honest, don't even come down here because I'm like, y'all liable to get in some unnecessary trouble that you're not even part of the situation that's going on. Like, you could just actually be down here protesting on your no justice, no peace type stuff, and now all of a sudden you locked up because you instigated a riot. So I just like, no, don't even come down here bothering with it, whatever. It's going
to
be people getting locked up behind us.
I can't remember your name. You on the line right now, but did you see the flyer that's going around talking about they having a purge on, like, Northern Park where no one's mills and shit?
Nah, I ain't even peeped that on there.
I'm going to post it in a little topic joint, but, yeah, I seen that going around Facebook around, in, like, the Baltimore groups or whatever. They allegedly, because I don't believe that anyway, but they allegedly made those points, too.
I mean, they said that purge stuff about Baltimore before, but it ain't happening. Pretty much we already going through the purge right now. That's how I'm looking at it. All this crazy stuff going on. Just ain't nobody getting killed yet.
But I'm like, man, I don't know. It's crazy right now. They don't really have no order. Fucking, what's her name? I just forgot her name, but she said, we just going to let them sit, get them their space to do what they do. You basically just told the city we
that
got free reign to do what
the
we want.
Said that. The man
yeah.
said that.
I forgot her name.
That.
Yeah, Stephanie Rowland. You know, they're trying to get
Rollins
Sheila Dixon back
that.
Now.
Man,
I'm like,
they don't need her back.
Like, you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. Like, they were showing the office.
Question. You know what? Hold on. Question. We're going to do this one at a time so that y'all can talk clearly. So, if you was the mayor, how would you handle it since you don't think she knows what she's doing? I agree, but how would you handle it? Since you're in the city of Baltimore, that's why I only want to be able to call up. You know what I'm saying?
You want me to answer
y'all what's going on?
When the whole situation happened with the dude dying, it should have been a full on like mean, like a mean investigation onto like what happened, what happened, and every day, all day, people should have been getting updated on like what's going on with the investigation, because a lot of times when it's police brutality on the citizens or whatever, these type of things get swept under the rug and you don't even hear about it or whatever. And it's like it should have been a full on investigation and constantly been updated or whatever. And then like when people was out there protesting and everything, it should have been security everywhere or whatever, just to keep the peace or whatever. And truthfully, she should have just watched what the hell she said out of her own mouth. Or we giving them room to destroy. Like, how the hell are you going to say something like that on TV? Like, are you crazy?
What you talk about?
On another note, you got to look at it like this. The only way to calm it down is the real reason this shit started is not even just because, I mean, it started because his back was broke and whatever, like he was in custody, but it's the fact that nothing happened. Like, how do you reprimand them? You send them home with pay. They basically got a vacation. Like, did ask. Mm-hmm. Like, first, the only way to get it calm is to get the answers. You should have been on that ASAP. There's no way they should have a half an hour unaccounted for, and they still home with pay watching this shit go on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you know what the answer is. You talking about you trying to, how hard is it to get an answer? You go to the fucking police station, find out what the fuck going on.
Exactly. They know what the hell happened.
Caps, did you ever notice that with this whole thing, you know how when somebody does something, they always say, well, this guy was a drug dealer or he was a killer. They haven't done none of that shit with this dude Freddie Gray, because you know they always smear the character. They haven't done none of that. So now you got to look at it as like, well, why did they chase him down? All they found on him was a knife. That's not illegal.
From what I'm hearing, why they chase him, because he ran. You just cut
right,
someone
I,
run. You didn't jump
well,
on
I,
the ball.
Well,
and
I heard
that
had
look, him. He just ran.
Right.
But I heard that had to do with a drug transaction, they said, no?
Nah, I heard
that he
but
had.
But what I'm hearing
was,
is that he saw the police and he ran. Plain and simple.
I heard that he supposed to have some charges a couple months before, and he seen them, and then he ran. But I'm like, you got to look at it. Like, he not just going to outright run for no reason. I mean, if he had charges before, he done seen y'all on the street plenty of times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's to top it off, these are the same officers who give him a hard way to go. So he already know, like, they see me, I already know what they're about to do to me. I'm out of here.
And then if you, like, I don't know if you know, but, like, on the news, the people that arrested them, they, like, the officers, they be up here on bikes. Like, it wasn't even no jumping out the car chasing them. They be on bikes and shit.
What?
No, dead ass. They got, like, the yellow shirts on with the sunglasses and shit. They
right.
be on bikes up here. Like,
they ride
sometimes,
mountain bikes through the city or whatever.
And downtown, they be on horses sometimes. Like, I'm dead ass.
You'll catch them on horses, mountain bikes, and dirt bikes. You'll catch them on all three of them.
And in the summer, you would catch him on a four-wheeler.
Damn, okay. I didn't even know all that.
But it's like you didn't hear none of those, no smear campaign or nothing. So then all of a sudden now, his bag get broken. Now, they don't say anything because they probably don't got nothing on them. Because you know it takes time to build a case against somebody. They're trying to find the answers for it. You got to say something substantial that makes sense to why you chased him. Why
see, the bullshit that they said was that they saw a weapon. But how can you see a weapon when someone's back? You saw a weapon in his pocket when his back is turned towards you. And then when you do get him, all you find is a pocket knife. And you lock him up
Which isn't illegal to begin with.
Right. You lock him up for a pocket knife, which, like you said, it's not illegal. You can have a pocket knife. It just can't be, the blade can't be bigger than your palm of your hand. Say like 4 or 5 inches or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. So to the public, you chase him down for no reason. And now he's dead because he was in your custody. Like,
and then
even if he was selling drugs or whatever, he was wrong, that's cool. But if you arrested him for that, that's what it is. But while he's in your custody, you are paid to make sure these things go safely. And you are,
exactly.
like, taxpayers' money and all this other shit, and he died in your care. And that's what the problem is, and there's no answers.
What some people don't know, like, when I was in high school, I had a law class in high school. What some people don't know and fail to realize is that when the police, like, if I was doing a drug transaction, the police happened to catch me in the act and they got me in cuffs. If I just say, ouch, I'm in pain, a paramedic is supposed to be called right there on the spot or get me transported to the hospital. And that dude, when they was carrying his body to the paddy wagon, his leg was limp. It was like he had his spaghetti legs. Like, he just got into a fist fight with somebody and somebody knocked him silly. Like, His kid had a spaghetti leg. Like, he couldn't even stand. He's screaming in pain. They supposed to say, hold up. Something wrong. What's going on? What's the problem? All right, they don't check to see what the problem is, and then they put him in the back of the wagon and don't strap him in. So you got this man, this half-lifeless body in the back of the wagon. Now, let's say that suppose they got into an accident, van flips over, now you got a body flipping around in the back of the damn wagon that's not strapped in. So that's two no-nos right there with them. It's like they should be held accountable from the jump because you didn't strap him in.
They used to call them the nickel rods from in the back of the vans, when, because, you know, they call them like the cheap sheets, like the old amusement park and shit. But he was supposed to have been strapped in there anyway. And then they said that they made a stop or something. I think they stopped for a while.
They stopped and was like, picking up other people, up making other arrests and that thing. It was just
like, for all we know, for all the public know, they fucked him up in that van.
I mean, yeah. Yo, hey man, I don't rush out the phone, but we appreciate you calling. We got a lot of be more calls on the line right now.
No problem, man.
Salute to the group and all that. I'll be on.
Keep us updated in the group on what's going on. Put that that link that you said you're gonna put in there.
What, right. For the live feed or
yeah.
All right, I'll post it in there.
Good luck, bro. I seen someone have to take a picture of a big ass fire.
All right, 443-373.
Yay. What up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound far away, bro.
Oh, I sound like I'm far away. You should have turned my phone up. Can you hear me now?
Can y'all hear him?
Can y'all hear me?
He still sound a little low, a little muffled.
Yeah, you sound low, bro. I can't really hear you. You on speaker?
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, bro. A little bit. Not really, but go ahead, bro.
I don't know why it's low like that.
Oh, yeah, I really can't hear you.
Are you on headphones or something?
Say it again?
Are you using headphones or something?
No, I'm on my regular phone. I ain't on no speaker or nothing.
Oh, wow. I could barely hear you, bro.
Let me see one more thing. Hold on. Yeah, my
hello?
Phone is all the way up.
Go ahead real quick, then. Go ahead real quick, bro.
Hey, this be more angry fan. Yeah, I put that picture up there about that fire.
Okay, that was you?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up, man?
Man, look, they talking about hitting. They got a lot of balls. They talking about hitting Central Booking. They posting stuff on Instagram.
Who?
Whoever it is, they posting pictures on Instagram like where they hitting at.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and they put them on going out the county and hit Security Square Mall. Which ain't far from me because my cousin just left the salon. Since she left out, got in the car. Yeah, since she left out, got in the car, they left the salon on fire.
Damn. As soon as she left?
Yeah, she all right. She all right. I mean, I got Nina 4-5 on deck, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
So,
what else is going on out there? What do you see with yourself, with your own eyes?
And the purge thing is like, ain't nobody get killed, but like my nephew just came in here and told me the police watched the lady get dragged out of the car and get beat up. Literally watched it. You know what I mean? They dragged
watched
people
the lady get beat up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was it a Caucasian woman?
And what you just said again? Yeah. They watched it. You know what I mean? They guarding the gallery. They guarding the main stuff. They're the stadium, Camden Yards, because they shut down the ball game. They ambushed them. Like, they set them up. They all met at, like, Mar and Diamond Mall, one of our main attractions. They met up there. All the kids met up there. So then they moved down towards West Baltimore, where the boy got locked up at, you know, where he lived at. Not where he got locked up, where he lived at. Half of them went back up the mall, and they smashed the mall and snatched everything, kicks, clothes, everything. A whole bunch of cars was pulling up there, and they snatching everything. Yeah, I know. I've seen them pulling the sneakers. I've seen them. Yeah, man, it's bothers, man. It's like, they look like Baghdad, seriously. It looks like it's that bad, man. It's like this city always get noticed for the bad stuff, but not for the good stuff. We always get put on the map for the bad shit. You know what I mean? There's never nothing like positive. It's always that negative. You know what I mean? And while piggyback on what he said about the curfew for 14 and under is 8 p.m. 14 and over is 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They were saying 10 a.m. I figured it was 10 p.m., not a.m. That doesn't make no sense. It's like 5.
No, is it 8 p.m. for the 14 and under?
Yeah, I mean it's p.m. though, not a.m. The other dude said it was 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. That doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
Why it would be?
Yeah, but and look, they got 4,000 to 5,000 troops. We got 4,000 to 5,000 troops on deck. Ain't used them yet. They had them for the last 4 hours. Ain't used none of them.
They got 4,000 to 5,000 troops. What you think
on
about this
deck,
Wing?
The man ain't used them yet.
What do you think about it, Wing?
No, she got the authority to bring them in. She ain't done nothing yet. They ain't gonna do nothing to get worse. They're coming. They wait this long. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Wing.
Huh?
What do you think about it? What do you think about this?
I'm still struggling to kind of hear what he's saying, but you said you're talking about the mayor, right?
Yeah, we had for about 3 hours ago, they had the 4,000 to 5,000 troops available. I haven't seen none of the troops move in.
First and foremost, I mean, I don't know this woman as far as the mayor, but as I was saying in the group, I mean, at the end of the day, this whole situation, I mean, at first I kind of looked at it as it's too public for them to really get too aggressive, because initially it started off with kids, and most of them that's out there are kids. I mean, you can't just start killing kids. So I can't even remember. I think maybe he was chief of police or whatnot. He was just basically saying right now, you know, they're going to do what they can with the, you know, with regard to the situation to just basically keep them at bay and keep it to where the situation doesn't escalate too much more, make sure people get home, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So, I mean, they can only do so much. However, you know, like I said, I think the plot is just going to thicken on this with, you know, you're implementing curfews, which to me is going to cause more problems because,
yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't supervise a whole city of people that you're not monitoring what time of day people are coming and going as it is. So then it becomes harassing. Then people get aggravated because they feel like you're harassing and tempers are already high. So I don't see how they could do anything. I just feel like, to be honest, I don't know. This woman, you know, she has an obligation kind of, well, it ain't kind of. She has an obligation to her people of color. But then, of course, she's trying to appease everybody. It, you know, she needs to go with what her heart is, you know, what her heart is telling her to do at the end of the day. Because in a minute, to me, I don't feel like she has a backbone. But in a minute, she has a governor that's going to overrule everything that she says. And he's going to make that decision. Yeah. And she's going to be out of office and have to deal with the people on the city level. So she better start thinking real quick about her city as a whole, you know what I mean, and start doing what needs to be done. Initially I didn't like the way everything was going. I don't really like the fact that the kids became as unruly as they did. But you know what, like I'm not there, but at how much more can people take? We've had so many instances where shit has happened to black men and women. I mean, people are getting tired, and that's what you should be looking at. Like they were saying earlier, what you waiting on? How is it that you don't know about the autopsy? You don't know what happened to this boy? I mean, that's crazy to me. And you're just sitting back waiting, and you have no other answers. People not sitting back with that shit.
Man, we got an extra 600 cops, PG County, and from all, you know, Virginia. I mean, we got a lot of help. Use them. And, and then they had this. We lost 7,000 jobs, but last week. You know what I mean? And that's another, you know, that alone right there gets in a ride. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, 7,000 jobs. On top of this, it ain't gonna be. It ain't gonna. Seven officers hurt. Two in the hospital. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay,
and
okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just what it is. I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold
y'all
because I know other people want to get in. I know other people want to get in, but I don't know how many teenagers that got cars that drive to these malls looting. That's what I like to know. I mean, it's literally like 50 cars was pulling up at that mall. And there's two more malls they targeting, Towson and Security. And they literally, they said 3 p.m., and they giving times out. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Right.
You go on Instagram here, hashtag Baltimore, hashtag Luton, hashtag Baltimore Eastside. You'll see the posts. They even got posts, Baltimore Purge, you know. But, I mean, even though they probably, you know, beating people up, whatever, but it's going to come to that point. I know a couple of OGs around here. They not having it. I know some of the personally dudes I know on stores, and they letting that hammer go. And they're going, you know, they ain't had nobody coming up and running up in that store. They ran in a whole bunch of liquor stores. Now, the police was at one end of the block where they were trying to protect them from running, like, more businesses. So they just let them just run in them three liquor stores. It took all the liquor up out of there. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's some owners out here. There's a couple of black owners. I know they not having it. You come up in there, they getting that iron. And that's going to start a whole nother, that's black on black crime right there. That's going to start a whole nother ballpark. You know what I mean? You know, it just took all the drugs out of CVS to set the whole building on fire. It's crazy.
Hey, but, hey, Freddie, who's that in the background? Who is that?
Oh yeah, that's my little nephew. He look up to you. He be watching the show with me. You know what I mean? He said, "Oh, it's Cameron. He wanted to shout you out." You know what I mean? He said, "Is that Angry Fan?" He was all excited. Watch you throwing stuff at the garage. You know, I've been holding you down for a minute, dog. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it, man. Tell him what's up, man. But hey, yeah, tell them be safe. Y'all be safe out there. Tell them be safe in the streets out there, man.
Yeah, I'm. Hey, look, I might be in this wheelchair, but I got something for. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we need you around. Be safe, man.
Well, I am. I just mad that I ain't going to be able to make no five. Like, I'm just going to leave with this note. Get that nigga, Rock. That's all I'm going to say. Put it in the group.
Stupid.
And go to you at the UVV. Send a PayPal. After we going based on your, I'm betting based on your review, whoever you pick out of that battle, that's what we going with. Whoever got first, y'all already know. You know I've been promoting Get That Nigga Rock all week. So I mean that's what I'm going with. But y'all keep up the show. I mean God bless these kids though, because this generation, man, this is not just affecting Baltimore. This is affecting the nation. The kids are all wrong. You know what I mean? Mentally. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel about it. It's just affecting just Baltimore. It's all over the nation. So, seeing how we act and how how they feel that somebody come in our nation and try to contain order. You know what I'm saying? That's something to think about.
Well, yo, my nigga, we appreciate you calling up, man.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Y'all be easy.
Don't be safe out there.
All right, I'm in.
Yo, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you what it is, why they ain't send them troops in yet. they have not hit any place or destroyed any place of fucking significance to City
yeah.
Hall.
That's the gallery. It's a gallery in City Hall.
They haven't destroyed hospitals. They haven't destroyed courthouses. You know what I'm saying? Until that happens, until they go to the homes of elected officials and frighten them, they don't give a shit. It's just, you know, it's insurance claims and let them niggas kill each other. That's all they looking at it as.
That's what it is. Like, I see that shit is crazy, man. Hey, when we got any more B-more callers on? Let me jump in these people and find some of these niggas. I think niggas, Raw Talk fucked us up. We had a lot of people. They just now hit me back on engineers. So who is this PFK?
Hold on. 410-428. Hello?
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 Let's call him. Oh, no.
Hello?
Yo, we can't hear you, bro. Oh, no. Next caller. Pardon me. We can't hear you. Yeah, that was too much right there. Damn, she's not even calling up. I'm trying to get somebody on. I don't see them.
Yo,
who this?
Yo, Cass, what's good? Yo, it's Jerome from the group.
What's good, my nigga?
Hey, no, nah, shit. Wing Henny, what's good?
Hey, shit, Don, how you?
Good, man. Yo, Cass, that was me hitting you in your inbox earlier when I said I couldn't get through.
Okay. Well, you loud and clear now. What's up? Talk to us, man.
All right, man. I mean, it's crazy, like my man just said earlier, this shit is like Baghdad, my nigga. You know what I mean? It's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Question. Have you ever seen something like this before?
Yo, real talk, man. Like, yo, Baltimore been looking like Baghdad. You know what I mean? But to this extent, nah, my nigga. Nah.
Like, see, I know it's rough. I know it's rough already.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. Like I'm at a loss of words with it for real, man. You know, I'm actually in the process right now, man. If anybody listening, I'm on Facebook. My name is Jerome Rose, man. Anybody that's out there in the community, man, I'm trying to get in touch with some brothers, man. Link up, man. And anything that I can do, anything that I can help, man, get in touch with these youngins, man. Like, I'm with the cause, you know what I mean?
What can be done, you think?
I mean, for real, man, my honest opinion, man, and the only message that I got to everybody that's out here in Baltimore, man, is we need these youngins, man. Like, they energy, these niggas is fearless, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like the difference between this generation and our pop's generations and they pop's generation was the niggas were still scared, you feel me? These little niggas do not give a fuck. You know what I mean? They don't give a fuck. Like, we could take that energy and mold it and use it in a different way. I'm not with fucking your own shit up, you know what I mean? And it's just like Henny said, the only reason these niggas ain't got these troops out here banging on these niggas because they ain't hitting where no white motherfuckers is at. You know what I mean? That's really what it boils down to. You know,
okay.
I think we take some of the older heads, talk to these dudes, man, get them on the right track, man. We could take that energy, that fearlessness, and use it and build from that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you know, that's what I think it's about, you know, and for as fucked up as the situation is, I think that we could take, you know, for everything that's going on and make something better out of it. Because for right now, if you're asking me, the worst is yet to come, especially when these cops don't get indicted, you know what I mean? Because they're not going to get indicted.
Man, you know what? But, I mean, it's getting to the point now where it's just like, hey, yo, They have to indict these niggas, bro. They have to. If they don't get indicted, that doesn't make no sense at all. We've already seen it happen, but I mean.
It's the same script, man. We've seen it time and time again, whether it's in a predominantly black city or it's an all-white city or whatever. Man, a cop's a cop. You feel me? It don't matter if he's a nigga or he's a white dude, man. He's still a cop. It was all said and done, man. They're not going to indict them dudes, man, because, you know, it's too much blame to go around on all parties. You just can't blame the cops. And they fucked Freddie Gray up, man. You know what I mean? And I drove by his funeral earlier today. You know what I mean? And I hate to see all these fake ass, fucking Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and these niggas. Now these niggas won't come to Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? When CNN there. When these young dudes is out here getting killed on a regular basis, these niggas ain't nowhere to be found. You know what I mean?
Because the cameras ain't on.
Because the cameras ain't on, right. And then you got fake-ass Jamal Bryant, you know what I mean? This nigga's nowhere near in the streets talking to these people in Baltimore, man. This nigga, he in here, you know what I'm saying, getting 16-year-old girls pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's nowhere near in touch with the people, man. And he on the fucking on fucking TV like a gay-ass superhero and shit, man. You know what I mean? Tight ass suit on and shit. Like, nobody wants to see that shit, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's not real. You know what I mean? And the brothers that's really out here in the dirt and in the streets with the people, man, that's out here touching these kids and really linking up with people, man, they don't want to put the camera in them. You dig what I'm saying? Because it's not newsworthy to them. You know what I mean? That's the shit that's making me sick with it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, you know, We you know, Baltimore's always been a rough spot, but it's not just about Freddie Gray, man. This city's been fucked up for decades. You know what I'm saying? Can't get niggas going up.
Hello?
Police is out here fucking niggas up. You know what I mean? It's fucked up all around. The morale's all the way fucked up. It's just fucked up, period. You know, and I just think it reached a boiling point now for the youngins, man, and they don't give a fuck. They already lost. They closed all the rec centers. Ain't nowhere for these niggas to go shoot no ball at, go swim at, just do some regular shit that kids are supposed to do. You dig what I'm saying? So when they get out of school, man, they ain't got nothing but free time. So at this point now, the spotlight is on. They mad. They angry. They ain't got nothing but time to go fuck shit up. You dig me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the end of the day, man, and it's like my man was just saying, we got off the phone earlier. I live in a county now. I moved out the city about 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But they coming out this way tomorrow, my nigga. You know what I mean? I'm a single father, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, only reason I'm not downtown right now protesting is because I'm home with my kids. You know what I mean? But when I don't have, I'm going to be out there. I'm be in them streets. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, these still my peoples. You know what I mean? This is my family. You know what I mean? Some of my family down there right now. You know, I got to go with my people, man.
That's what it is, man. This shit is insane. Yeah, call
mean, you know, what's that?
I said this shit is insane, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, my nigga. But you know what? It's like, and I'm gonna tell you some real shit, yo. This nigga Doggy Diamonds called that shit the other night, my nigga. Like, niggas been calling this shit for the longest time, man. You know what I mean? Niggas be too fucked up, and you know what I mean. Just not conscious enough to hear, you know, really what the fuck is going on, bro. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you know, for real, like it's time to turn down. You know what I mean, on some real ass shit. It's time to turn down.
Time to turn down.
Time to turn down. Tune the fuck in, man. You know what I mean. Wake the fuck up. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, everything ain't always about a party, my nigga. Because on some real ass shit, like, we at war, man. You know what I mean? We really at war. You know, and for these youngest that's out here, wow, now these niggas wake up in the war zone every day. You smell? You dig what I'm saying? These niggas wake up in the war zone every day.
You said there's no recreation parks,
there's nothing
that for them to go anywhere?
Yo, the city shut all that shit down.
Mm.
The city shut all that shit down. They voted. Our mayor. They voted to shut all that shit down. Ain't no parks. Ain't none of that shit. Outside of, like, historical neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? But, like, ain't no – if it's cold outside or whatever the case may be, yo, ain't no – you remember you was a fucking kid, yo. You could go play ball at the rec. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Ain't none of that shit.
Drugs club something.
Yeah, yo, it's none of that shit. It's none of that shit.
So the youth were just forced to hit the streets then, basically.
Exactly. They forcing them out there. And you know what I mean? You know, when you keep feeding the tame beast, yo, when the motherfucker wild out on you, you can't get about to blame but yourself. You know what I mean? That's the problem, man. Nobody will take responsibility for what's occurring. This shit ain't new. This shit is old, you know what I mean? But Baltimore has been on the spotlight. That's really what it is.
We appreciate you calling up, bro.
Nah, I appreciate you having me, man. Salute to the movement, man. You know, I ain't gonna say pray for Baltimore, man. I'm gonna say do better.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Do better. You know, we need to do better as a people, man. You know, it ain't just Baltimore. It's all across. You know, we just got the spotlight on us right now, man. But you know, we appreciate you, you know, for even showing our city love, man. You know, and me personally, man, I appreciate it, my nigga.
Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. You already, bro.
Already.
You be safe out there. All
right,
One.
Damn, it's fucked up. Handing more calling and say the same shit like that. Like that shit is. It's fucking rough, man.
Yo, Thumb, what do you think? I'm saying, what do you think, like, the smartest solution is? You know what I'm saying? Because we tried the protesting, the marching, the peaceful shit. We've tried just breaking into 7-Elevens and bullshit like that. What do you think is the smartest solution?
Hold on. When you answer that, hold on. I'm talking to somebody right now on the inbox. I'm trying to get them on. My fault.
Damn.
I had a guest caller on. From Baltimore. Shit. I'm trying to get. Go ahead, Wayne. Handle that one. I'm trying to get tape work on right now. So I'm trying to do. I'm trying to focus. Go
with that. Handle what?
I'm like zoned out on this Twitter shit, trying to get this nigga to call the show.
What were you saying, Henny?
No, I was just asking Thun. I mean, it was to you too, essentially. Like, what do you think now is the most feasible, most logical solution? I mean, we tried the marching, the protesting, you know what I'm saying, the peaceful shit. We've done the riots. We've broken in the fucking 7-Elevens and little bullshit of no real significance to them. Like, what do you think is, like what do we do next?
At this point, I still feel it needs to be organization, but ultimately what needs to happen next as far as city government, they need to start, I just said that in the group, this mayor needs to start acting on what she said, and I'll be funny when I say that, but what she said in her Easter speech, and what I mean by that, her heartfelt speech about all these different things that she wanted. There are still unanswered questions in this situation, and essentially, this is not an isolated incident in terms of brutality, but you cannot sit here and have something happen to somebody and still have all these unanswered questions, all these investigations that were supposed to go on. What needs to happen is these men need to be indicted, or whatever she can do in her power as a leader of this city, she needs to do. That's the only way it's going to calm down. Do you understand what will happen even worse if these men don't get indicted? She better man up.
Hey, Wayne. Inbox, Wayne.
All right. Okay.
I try to hit Tyler. Tyler's at work right now. Let's see what's up, this nigga Dangerous on one point.
Dangerous on one point. Okay. I got it. 443-668.
Man, yeah, what's up, Cats? What's up, everybody? Angry Fan Movie. What's good?
What's going on, man?
What's good?
Man, real talk, for real. I'm part of this generation, man. I grew up in this shit. like my man, I'm going to piggyback off of my man was saying, ain't shit out here for these kids, man. No wrecks, no nothing. Like you said, if it's cold outside, ain't nobody out there but destroying some shit. To be honest, the only thing I can say really positive that a nigga could do, take this shit to Washington, man, because this shit's playing home is not going to help none of us. They need to know we will march there or keep it here, but we really want to march there to talk to them people because they're not doing shit for us here. They talking like the mayor, she took damn near 10 hours to come the fuck on the news to say something about her city. She ain't even out here doing shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't appreciate mm-hmm. none of that for these people out here. Like, I got nieces and nephews that look up to me. I got a 2-year-old son that look up to me. I refuse to have my peoples out here looking stupid in this shit, man. Because I'm sorry, yo. I refuse. It's not fair to us. They say, dude, go to school, do that, do this, but you taking away everything we can do. We walk outside, what the fuck we supposed to do? Fuck up some shit. Ain't no school out here. The recs ain't open like my man said. No pools open like my man said. There's nothing to do. You got kids outside all day sitting on the corner doing nothing but smoking weed looking retarded. But they get mad and say, why y'all not doing nothing? They not giving nobody a fucking chance. I feel like this shit something need to happen fast, man. Because I don't want my city burning down. I really don't. I've been here too long for this.
I mean, what do you do is the question.
The most you can do, like my man said, yo, the only time they come down is when the cameras is on. Fuck these cameras. We need to try to find a way to get to Washington. Because us talking from home, they seem to don't want to listen. We're trying to reach out, but they don't want to listen. When the cameras on, oh, they quick to listen. Fuck these cameras. Talk to us in person. Like, what are y'all doing? They ain't doing nothing but sitting on their asses, like my man said again. They not hitting nothing close to their fucking homes. It's all L homes. This shit, like, when they burnt on the fucking church, that was my mother's church. That's too close to my fucking house. That's 4 blocks away.
Damn.
This shit is not fucking right to me. My mother was crying earlier about this shit. Like, no. I don't like to see my family hurt. My people's none of that. I'll do anything to help out. My name's Gerard Jenkins on Facebook, Gerard Solo Jenkins at that. I don't care. I'm willing to help.
This is. I don't know, man.
Real talk, yo. Like, real talk, yo. I'm 24, yo. I've been living in this shit.
Go ahead, Carla.
It's like, I'm not talking to be talking like, all right, but some people probably say I'm just only just saying that. No, I'm actually trying to better my city, my community, even in my little area if I can. I'm trying to do something to help these kids. Because the ones I've seen growing up with me or growing up under me, I want to see them do better.
So the first thing would be the city has to, like, open up some recreation, you know?
Yes, like, they have, cat from Keep 100 with you, man. They got hella abandoned buildings, so, like, in this area alone where I live at, that they can reopen, re-gut whatever, and put some money into it. They open up an open run, a court, an after-school program, something. They just want to leave it to the schools. Hey, okay, y'all got football after school for a couple months? That's it? Kids need shit all year round to stay positive and something to do. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the main problem. You said, like, I swear to God, so many times I'd be wishing I could just come up on some money because it's some buildings, like, right across the street from my house. Right across the street from my neighborhood, I can open up if I had the money for it. It'd be a nice big space for an open run 24/7 because kids like the hoop, especially in Baltimore. Like, the hoop will play football.
Man, oh, man.
Something need to happen. And I'm trying to help. I will link up with homeboy that was talking about doing something for the city. I have no problem doing it. If I ain't got my son or helping my nieces and nephews out, I have no problem doing it. That's all I have to say about the movement, cats.
I mean, it got to hurt. That's the one doing see this shit. Oh, what part of B-Ball are you from? Or you live at?
I'm from East Baltimore, man. Bel Air Urban.
Okay.
That's where I'm from, man.
And so you visually seeing all this shit happen?
I'm seeing it, man. I done drove past some of this shit early. I done walked past some of this shit when they started coming on the east side on Monument. I've been close to this shit.
And you just like, what the fuck is going on?
like, yo, because I'm sorry, yo, the mad parents, his family asked for a peaceful day today. The mad funeral was a day at my church that I go to.
Damn.
Like, come on now. This mad family asked y'all, please be peaceful for one fucking day. That's all he asked. And they was going to go back out tomorrow and protest. Y'all can't do that right.
A lot of you, be honest, my perspective to me personally, for what I've seen, you know what I'm saying, throughout my years, that's a political move that usually, I mean, a person in power asks the family to say something
exactly.
publicly. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit. I respect
it's
that.
Not sincere.
That is very true.
Yeah, I don't believe it's sincere. I believe they were reached out to and asked to try to defuse the situation because I know as a parent, I know as a brother, I know as an uncle, as a cousin, as my man's out there. I know for a fact,
right.
police, murder, my family, my friends, I'm
we
not
don't want
telling
to
niggas to chill. I'm not telling niggas to chill.
I understand and I respect that. Whether it was politically, trying to be politically correct or not, at least respect the wishes just for the day for me. I only care if it is trying to be politically correct. Respect them for one, just one time. And fuck Jesse Jackson and them because they ain't doing shit for us. I don't really care what they got to say. Like my man said, they never stepped foot in Baltimore a day in their life. And I definitely, from my whole 24 to 25 years, I ain't never seen them here.
Man, shit, it's crazy. Yeah, man.
You know what they'll never do?
Hey, Wing, is there any more B-more calls on right now?
I believe so.
I'll let y'all get to the other calls, but thank you for letting me call in and say my piece.
Stay on. We'll be only on for about 20 more minutes. Go off.
Oh, all right.
410-949.
Yo. Next caller.
Yeah, I am.
But go ahead, call so we get somebody else on.
443-857.
Where's Greg at? Greg, where you at, man? I just thought about that.
Four four three four seven zero.
Fuck it, dude. You go back to that. But go ahead, Caleb.
Man, that's crazy. People, y'all giving niggas a chance to say something, niggas don't even want to speak out. Should have said. Because I'm sorry. I was one of the first niggas that said on the post that you put up on the book, I said, I'm calling in, and that's just the fuck I did.
Because
I'm sorry, yo. I got love for my city, yo. I really do. I don't really care about what. Alright, the shit, don't get me wrong, the shit is said what happened to the cops earlier and all that. I understand niggas is mad, but half that shit, kids coming from fucking high school. They don't know what the fuck they fighting for. They just doing it because they see some other motherfuckers, probably older kids or some other dummies doing it. They don't know what the fuck they doing. And that's why I respect that fucking video that went out of the mother beating the shit out of her son and told him to get the fuck in the house.
I want to see that video
crazy.
Real bad. I want to see that shit.
Hey, Wing.
Oh, yeah, keep her hands on him.
Hey, Wing, look for 410-949.
All right, yeah.
I was just going to that number. 410-949.
Hello, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Scotty, what's up, Scotty?
What's good, Cass? How y'all doing? What's up, Wing? What's up, Uncle Henry?
Yo, what's good?
What's that?
We also got another caller on, too. There's two of y'all on.
Hey, fam from BMO, what's your name, fam?
Gerard, man.
Gerard, what's good, man? Hey, we were talking about the little wrecks and everything. Dudes don't be hooping at Drew Hill and Cloverdale no more?
That's every now and then. When it's cold, well, what niggas gonna do? Like Drew Hill,
right,
that's only
right,
that's outside
right.
with the glass. I'm talking about as far as the wintertime, that's when shit really get crazy out here because
right,
niggas ain't got shit
right.
to do. They want niggas
right.
to drive all the way out Westminster or fucking Glen
right.
Burnie somewhere to a court that's indoors somewhere and pay good about 20, 10, 15 hours. I ain't saying nothing wrong with 10 or 5, but I'm just saying, like, come on now.
Right. You feel me? Then you got like the small, you got the small wrecks. I'm not sure how they work with the kids in the neighborhood going to the small wrecks. Like you know, you got Chick Webb, you got Mount Royal, you know, you
so
got
you got
the
a little spot over on Green Mountain 24th. They got a little wreck they open every Wednesday, but that be
yeah.
that's like their little community wreck. So by the time you get there, it's like 50 hands waiting to hoop. People don't be like you gotta have space for everybody at least get in there and get something going if you're gonna be open for 1 or 2 hours.
Right. I definitely agree that definitely need to be more outlets, you feel me, so the kids can get into something. You know, sports is definitely a way to get the kids out of trouble, you know, keep them doing stuff positive, you know, try to keep them in school, keep them educated, you feel me, to focus on.
Right, because I understand they got the libraries out here, true. Everybody like reading books, I understand that. But after a while, some kids, you know, they're going to want to hoop. You got females out here that can hoop better than some men that they don't got nowhere to go at the hoop, really. Unless they at school.
Man.
Because I grew up with a couple of females that are busting few niggas' ass, but after we got out of school, it was nothing for them to do, so they just went and did what they had to do. And I respect that as far as money-wise going to get a job and all that. But if you want to chase a dream, you can't even chase that shit after school unless you had the grades to go to a college or something. But if you didn't and you tried to work your way to it, you can't chase that shit. Out here, every other day it's raining or some bullshit. You can't go practice on nothing.
Right.
I mean, and the crazy thing about it is that when it's all, well, if it happened on Monday, then you think it'll still be happening tomorrow?
This shit probably would if it happened on Monday, this shit probably happened every day for the rest of the week, probably. Because, like, they try to put this fucking curtain. How do you think that?
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm the only reason why I said Monday is because in Ferguson, didn't they stop on Sunday? And on Monday, everybody went back to work and shit. So for y'all to put it on Monday, it's like, damn. Like, it's not even on some
this
weekend
shit.
Shit.
Like, it's crazy because the shit started, what, Friday, Saturday? I think they calmed down just a little bit on Sunday. Monday, they went right back to it, right back at it.
That's like a
and
sign
now,
right there.
And it's crazy, like, because now they try, the mayor, she come out of nowhere talking about a fucking another curfew for everybody. Like, come on, man. This curfew shit is a joke. Y'all had this shit since I was younger, and niggas been outside 12, 1 o'clock, and then 13 and 14 years old. Y'all ain't stopping nobody. Y'all
hey,
just
hey,
don't have to scare somebody.
Hey, Gerard, I work downtown. I ain't hear anything about, like, them stopping people from, you know, hopping on the light rail to, you feel me? I get off at 10 p.m. tomorrow, so you feel me? I should be good
right.
getting home, right? Or I have to. I
yeah,
definitely
no, they saying this, man. They saying everybody that shit talking about. Saying, if you coming from work or going to work, you good. As long as you, I guess, show them your badge or show them that you coming from work. But if you just out there, I guess they gonna do something. They gonna probably lock you up with some bullshit.
Well, that's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
Because my whole
that's
thing
crazy.
Is this, man. You can't
that's
stop somebody's life.
Problems.
Exactly. How you gonna stop somebody's life from now till next week? So basically, telling people that get off on a Friday, they can't go have fun on the weekend. That's not happening.
That's what we're
niggas
gonna
is working all
problems,
day through
man.
The week. Like, come on now. You gonna cause
yeah,
more of a problem because when they tried this shit early in the years, it didn't work out then.
The tension real here, man. It's real. You can see the tension between the white people and the black people. It's like everybody picking sides, man. I feel like eventually it's gonna be.
To be honest with you, bro, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, has it always been like that or no?
No, I'm gonna keep it
not
in
BMO, not in BMO, man. I'm definitely wanting you can say if you go out like places like Carroll County, you feel me? You might see the racism, but. As far as Baltimore,
in the middle of this city, in the middle of this city, catch where them stadiums at. As far as that, everybody is a fan of this sport, so everybody show love
right.
to everybody.
Definitely.
When they showed that shit downtown, when people was fighting, That was because they had that whole riot happen because people was drunk from the game and shit got out of hand because people was talking about, probably was talking about when they was drunk. Any other time, it's none of that shit down in Baltimore, man. Like, you got your little parts of Baltimore where niggas will fight, do whatever they going to do. But as far as that peace, man, when it comes to the city, it's all love from east to the west.
Hey, Drew, you seen them little youngins robbing the DTLR?
Man, yo, they robbed the one on Park Side right across from my old school. They robbed the one on my, yo, this shit is sad. Like, y'all robbing
they
from the
wildin',
only
bro.
Spot.
That's too much, man.
My whole thing
they
is
wildin',
this. Y'all robbing
that's
from the much. Only spot y'all got outside the mall. You got spots close to your neighborhood. Why are you robbing them? This is the only
they
spot
wild.
You can go to without having to hop on a bus or drive out Towson, White Marsh, or some other dumbass shit to get some shoes, and you gonna fuck up where you from? Like, the closest spot to your house? That's dumb as shit. I'm sorry. I drive up to all these spots all the time because they're close by my house if I need anything for me or my son. I'm not going to fuck that up. That's stupid.
You got to remember, though, when we say it's stupid to a young dude that's hopeless without any guidance, it's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
It may. Henny, I understand what you said on that too, because you're right. As far as niggas without that guidance, yeah, they will look at it that. But once they realize the long run, yo, you just shut down somebody's job. You just shut down a spot where you can get some shoes from. Okay, you got a couple come up for a few pair of Jordans. That's it.
Right. Them dudes burning
like
the CVS. You feel me?
You and burned the CVS.
Black employees that work there. You feel me? That's
exactly.
Job. They nothing. But see, we got
that CVS.
Them, though. We're not schooling them right, man. Whoever out there with them protesting, man, they gotta school them, man. They gotta stop that shit, man. They gotta stop that shit. They going too far, man. They taking people.
That CVS
lives,
and
man.
That little other spot, that grossed a lot of fucking money right there as far as where that spot is at. That's a whole lot of money coming in from that spot. You just took 40, 50 people, like my man said, out of work. You fucking up people's property for what?
Black
that
people,
shit coming out with guns? You coming out, it's coming out of taxpayers' money to refix this shit. Some people ain't looking at that.
And then you got the governor. You got the governor that today. He just finally really spoke on it. He's sitting there down in, what's her name? Stephanie Rollins, the mayor.
Man, she ain't a mayor, yo.
She's tripping, and he's tripping. But now he's trying to basically give her the fall, give all her the blame. Like, she just finally called me, so now I call the state of emergency. Like, man, get the fuck you bugging.
But
you
my whole thing, yo, y'all
just tripping.
This shit started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Y'all done seen this shit for the last 4 hours. Where the fuck was the man at? Niggas was looking for her since yesterday. She ain't said shit. She looked at dumbfounded on the first interview that she got, and that shit went viral. She's like, I don't know. How you ain't know what the fuck was going on over 3 days span? You a mayor. You supposed to know something? And then when they come ask you, where the hell you been at? You talking about you been out here trying to break stuff up. We ain't seen a camera crew around you all fucking day. Where the fuck was you at trying to break some shit up talking to the youth? You call everybody out here thugs? Come on now, miss. Ain't everybody out here thugs. Half the motherfuckers just retired because they, like you said, they lost. They don't know what the fuck they doing.
You know, then we got Obama, you know, he's like, what, like 25, you know, they're 25, 40 miles in D.C. You know, he could send some of his people. He could send Eric Holder over here. He could send somebody with some power, you know, just to speak. You can speak, you feel me? Dude, stop biting your tongue.
Right, man, you could have, no disrespect. He could have came out on a White House lawn and held a press conference and said something about the city. You ain't that fucking far, bro. Like my man said, 45 minutes to an hour. You can get down here and say something. You can hold something. Show the people that, yeah, you always talk about you want people, show the people that you care. Because you talking from the White House or sending people to talk for you is not showing me shit. It's showing me that you got puppets.
That shit is crazy, man. This shit is crazy. Yo, cause we appreciate you calling up. I'm trying to squeeze one more, one or two more in.
Thanks, man.
All right, respect,
Kat.
Thanks. Shout out to Angry Fan Movement, man. Peace. One love.
Definitely, my brother. Be safe.
Be safe, y'all.
All right, bro, you too.
You know what these dudes would never do to higher-ups, to people in power? They'll never, ever, ever do, which I think could help.
they'll never reach out to the minister, Louis Farrakhan.
Press, press one. Nigga, what you mean? How do you get through? Press one. They told you to press one when you called the fucking show, nigga. When you
410982.
AJ.
Yo,
410982.
Yo, hi, nigga.
Yeah, man, what's good, man? This AJ, man. Shout out to Angry Fan Movement, man. What's up, Cats? What's going on, Uncle Henny? What's going on, Wang, man?
What's up? Talk to me, man. You know, I've known you for a couple of years now on Facebook. We've been going back and forth. It's good to hear your voice, homie. Talk to me. What's going on out there?
It's looking rough out here, yo. I'm going to keep that shit 100, yo. It's looking real rough.
You always keep it 100 on Facebook, so I'm expecting you to keep it real right now.
And me, and the thing about it is, I ain't going to lie, though, yo. I'm thinking about these kids, man. These babies, man. That's our future out here, man. It's out here. That's going crazy, yo. You feel me? They already, how can I say? They already enforced martial law. That's going to start tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? At 10 o'clock. You feel what I'm saying? I've been hearing police calls all day. You feel me? Like, the way I look at it, it's like the whole shit started at Ma Darman Mall. Ma Darman Mall is basically, you feel what I'm saying? Like, besides the mall being right there, it's like the subway there and the bus station is there. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like 15 different routes. So you can basically get all around the city at this one spot. Why the fuck was the police up there? Why was they there? Like, it wasn't no protest up there. So why are they there? Like, they were just lined up deep, you feel what I'm saying? I was like, I really feel as though they tried to entice that shit. Like, that's how I really feel about it, yo. They had no reason to be there. You feel what I'm saying? Didn't
they come to school and just go there?
I mean, what you say?
They waited for the kids to come out of school and just go there?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they was lined up. It was like 30 to 40 cops out there lined up. They already closed the mall down early. You feel what I'm saying? They already closed the schools down early. You feel what I'm saying? So when them kids seen them, you feel what I'm saying? And they already had the police outnumbered. They just started going crazy. You feel what I'm saying? And not only was they fucking up the cops, they was fucking up, like, everybody's shit. If you just, it's like cars that were just riding down the street. You feel what I'm saying? They hitting them with bricks. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this, like these people, like, I respect them because they tired of this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Some of our old heads is really scared to do something. But they like, fuck that. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, I just can't. I can't see no more kids out this bitch dying. You feel what I'm saying? And it's going to be justified, you feel what I'm saying, now because they see how they act. And that's all they showing on TV right now. Like, the news been on since, like, 2 or 3 o'clock.
I saw two of the same clips. One showed the kids throwing mad bricks and shit, the police and them backing up, you know what I'm saying? But then I seen another clip that had like an extra 10 seconds before that, and it actually showed the police throwing bricks back at them.
At them. You feel what I'm saying? How the fuck the police, yo? The police,
how the police throwing bricks at kids? Like, it's showing that, but they're not showing that shit in the news, but they cut that part out.
Right. You feel, that's one thing I can say about, you feel what I'm saying, these camera phones. You feel me? Like, because they're not going to show that. You feel, they ain't going to show that on the news, but you feel what I'm saying? With the internet, how it is now, somebody's always recording some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just seen a clip just now. Like, they still out there going crazy. Like, they burnt down a old folks' home that been here for 50 years.
Oh, God.
Yep, I just seen it just now. So it got me thinking, like, are all these people that's fucking shit up really from here? You feel what I'm saying? Or is this like some COINTELPRO type shit where they just putting random people in these spots, you feel what I'm saying, to the how can I put it? You feel what I'm saying, to entice shit, to give them more of a reason to start shooting people. You feel what I'm saying? Because eventually, like, especially with the way that martial law works, you feel what I'm saying, eventually they are going to start shooting people, yo. They're going to really start shooting people, yo.
Well, here's my thing. Hey, yo, am I bugging? But those since the last 6 to 8 months, like, you've been hearing about this shit frequently. I heard somebody in Detroit got killed.
Earlier today. Yeah, they were serving more. I heard about that, too.
Unarmed, right?
I mean,
Yep, he was unknown. Awesome. And then you think about it, that's overkill. That's overkill. What the fuck can he do if he don't even have a gun? You feel what I'm saying? Then you got Walter Scott, shot him in the back. Then they tried to plant a gun next to him. You feel what I'm saying? Then you got the other dude they told to Oklahoma. They shot him in his back. He said he can barely breathe. He told this nigga, fuck your breath.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
Like, this shit is like, yo. Like, what is he trying to entice a war or something between the, you feel what I'm saying, between the public and the cops? Because, like,
yeah.
All of a sudden.
It's everywhere. It's in different places, different regions.
Right.
It's
you
not
feel
even
what I'm
like.
Saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's not even just the be more shit. It's just like, yo, if niggas are really paying attention, this shit is happening a lot.
Like,
any matter
you. You feel like, yo, it seems like, yo, I'm telling you, like, more of these videos have been popping up than fucking smack battles recently. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, these videos is popping up from everywhere. You be like, damn,
what?
You heard about homie? You be like, you heard about homie get killed? You be like, yeah, you must be talking about Walter Scott. No, I'm talking about the other dude. No, I ain't hear about that. No, I'm talking about the other dude. I'm talking about the other, like, it just keep going. You feel what I'm saying? And then what happened with Freddie Gray down here, yo, they broke the man's spine, dog. He broke his spine. That's great. They broke his spine, then dragged him to the back of the van, put him in the back of the van handcuffed, no seatbelt on. So he basically bouncing all around that motherfucker.
So question. So how they broke his spine? Like, no one's seen it. No one got nothing on the camera, right? A spine is not a Twizzler, my nigga. It's hard to break that, I would think.
Right. And it's like this, yo. And being from this city, like, I've been hit by cops before. You feel what I'm saying? From running from them. But it wasn't, like, serious as it is now. You run from the cops here, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, just because you made me run, we gonna whip that ass. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and it's getting. I'm like, I can only imagine for real, how they did that boy. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can only imagine, yo, because, like, yo, like a cop would tell you down here for real. Like, we get paid to fuck y'all up. We get paid to do it. You feel what I'm saying? And then now with so many cops being acquitted, not even. You feel what I'm saying? Not even doing really any type of jail time. What do they really have to be worried about? You feel what I'm saying? It's like they killing the cops for real, just. You feel what I'm saying? For a paid vacation. I mean, they kill a nigga just for a paid vacation. Because they know that, you feel what I'm saying, they're going to get paid leave. They probably get put on a desk or some shit like that. And then, depending on who you is, you might start a GoFundMe. You feel what I'm saying? And damn near become a millionaire. You feel what I'm saying? Yo, this shit crazy, yo. You feel what I'm saying? I can't tell these little niggas not to be mad, yo. I can't tell them not to be mad. I just want them to be strategic. That's it. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. Yo. Like, this shit is ridiculous. You feel what I'm saying? Did you see when they was fighting down the inner hub? You feel what I'm saying? This was on Saturday, like, when shit really first started jumping off. They went down.
They saw all them bottles at the white people?
Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? But then
the
they will show you how.
The wheelchair there. I was like, damn.
Right, they'll show you how it started for real, because they said there was people down there mocking them basically having a peaceful protest, because it was peaceful until then. So people was basically mocking them for, you feel what I'm saying, not even showing respect to somebody that passed away. That's why they were just going hard. They was out there knocking white people the fuck out, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Hitting them with trash cans, all that shit. You feel
what I'm saying?
Yeah, they was going hard, yo. But it's like, yo, sometimes you get fed up, yo. You get fed up.
I don't know, but it seems like this is like worse than Ferguson.
They
looted a couple of stores, but they wasn't like not like this. These niggas are doing that shit in broad daylight.
Right, yo, seven police officers got hit, yo, got fucked up, and one of them is still unconscious. And they say he's in critical condition, he's unresponsive. So you know they're really going hard right now. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like, it just seems like niggas just ain't scared no more. If they were scared at one point, they are not scared now. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the only reason why I worry, because I be thinking about, like, some of these young niggas, you feel what I'm saying? I feel as though that they just doing it just to do it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but when they start shooting back, you feel what I'm saying? Like, do most of these kids even own a gun? You feel what I'm saying? They do. Do they know how to shoot a gun? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like you can't go to war with law enforcement without at least some type of strategy. You feel what I'm saying? With some type of idea of what you want to be accomplished. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, and I like.
So question. Yo, I'm gonna call you Greg. Fuck that AJ shit. Hey, yo, Greg. Question, my nigga.
What's up, my guy?
So, would you rather it be this path, or do you rather everybody just march?
See, the thing is, like, I've been to a couple rallies before. You feel what I'm saying? And as far as, like, the marching go, you feel me? It's like one single ball marching that we don't do is we don't come up with any solutions or plans. In my personal opinion, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, as black people, we got to hit on where it hurts. You feel what I'm saying? And that's their pockets because we can't beat them. We feel what I'm saying with firearms because it's the fucking police. You see the tanks down here. So niggas just got to just suck it up. Stop buying fucking J's. You feel what I'm saying? Stop shopping at these corner stores that they put in the hood. You feel what I'm saying? Don't bring nothing back to it. You feel what I'm saying? And basically just and start spending with each other. You feel what I'm saying? Every other race do that. Every other race practice economical empowerment. You feel what I'm saying? That's why shit like that don't happen to them like that. You feel what I'm saying? We the only ones that really don't. It's like this, yo. Jewish people, you feel what I'm saying? Their money rotates between their hands of another Jewish person 17 times before it leaves. Asian people, 13. Black people, 6 hours. So when you get your paycheck, you are giving your money basically back to the people that's oppressing you. You're not going to win like that. You feel what I'm saying? That's almost insanity. You feel what I'm saying? But if you, like, all right, just like tonight, the baseball game got canceled. That's going to hit them in their pockets right there. You feel what I'm saying? Because those baseball games be having turnouts. What's up,
Greg? I got to say this, man. I feel what you're saying, my nigga.
Right?
You just said that bitch about 30 times just now in a matter of, like, 3 minutes. I started counting them shit so many times you said that shit. I'm going to start joking on your ass. I'm listening, though. Go ahead.
No doubt. Yo, I'm just like, yo, this shit that's been on my mind, bro. So it's just, I'm trying to get my thoughts completely straight. You feel what I'm saying? It's like I'm talking faster than my mind going. But anyway, yo, you got it. You feel what I'm saying?
But what's going to stop it, though? I mean, they can only stop themselves, I would think, no?
Yeah. You're right about that. You feel me? I mean, at the same time, like, you got to stand up. You feel what I'm saying? All wars basically wasn't won by people walking up and down the street. You feel what I'm saying? There's going to be casualties and all that. You feel what I'm saying? But if we really don't have a plan, we're just going to get exterminated faster. You feel what I'm saying? So I say if people are going to go hard, you feel what I'm saying, let's at least have some type of strategy to go with it. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it can't hurt to help. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the least, you feel what I'm saying? Just to embrace people that look like you. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know.
My man is sending me say, yo, shots fired. Shit just got real. They shooting out there now?
It probably is. You know, he's what side of town he said he was on? You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm not actually too far from where the shit first popped off earlier today. So I've been hanging cop cars and helicopters all day. All day. You feel what I'm saying? So... Yeah, I mean, and I heard that they moved it on the other side of town. You feel what I'm saying? So, basically, the mob of people that first started where the shit popped off at basically migrated to the other side of town. You feel what I'm saying? Like, everywhere they going, they fucking shit up.
You know the unfortunate part about black-owned establishments and everything? For one, we don't support each other, none whatsoever. But then we have this thing with a sense of entitlement. Like, because then it starts dudes coming in asking for credit. Then dudes want to feel it's a hangout establishment. Then dudes are trapping, trying to turn it into a trap house. Like, you know, like, dudes don't respect the business model of other black men. It's incredible. Like, it's not a real business. Everybody treats it like it's my man shit, and essentially this is just hard shit. Like, it's for play. Like, it's just bad, man.
You absolutely right about that one, for real. You're like the old saying, go for real, the white man ice is always colder. That's what they used to say back in the day.
That's dope. I've never heard. That's real, though. I like, yo. That's
yeah, man,
crazy.
Dr. Francis
yeah.
Press. Yeah. What's up, bro?
Yo, Greg. Yo, Fonta, man. We appreciate you calling up. We got to sign off right now. We appreciate you calling up.
No doubt, man. Anytime, man. Shout out to the movement, man. Y'all be safe.
Now, you be safe. You be safe, you heard?
Got you. All right.
One. Yo, we signing off right now so we can have a Jay Murder and the phone battle tomorrow. Blog Talk for the stuff. But, yo, we signing off right now so we don't fuck up and shit. It's your boy, we send up selling out. Blog Talk tomorrow.
It's your girl, Wing. Salute for being patient with us. Have a good night.
Be more, be safe.
Yo, it's Unc. Y'all move smart, move accordingly, be safe. We out.